the necessity of to maintain the dynamic character of the Goloka, many things are to be played there. And even killing has got no value of killing. In a portrait, you are taking picture of a murderer, but not the actual murderer is there. Similarly, in Goloka, whatever is being shown, or whatever occurs there, that is not filthy, that is tasteful, that is wholesome. Because the very basis is not of exploitation, it is all of dedication. The competition is there, but the competition in dedication, that is better. That is better. That is the best competition. So similarly, everything is present there. The basis is such that everything is well and good and wholesome. Because the fundamental playing is that of dedication, not of exploitation, not of selfish play. Do you follow?
Yes.
You have to understand that. The difference between exploitation and exploiting land and dedicating land. Haji Muhammad Mohsin, we are told, he stealthily throw up money to the poor. There was one in Hooghly, there was a Mohammedan chief, and he was very benevolent. And he helped many poor men, and there are also persons who are poor, but do not, they feel hesitation to come to beg. And Haji Muhammad, he arranged, I read in my book, an infant book, that Haji Muhammad Mohsin, he at night, he was out with some money, and those that feel shame to beg, he threw some money into his house. Stealthily. So that is also stealing, thievish. But that thieving is not, that is admirable. So stealing also admirable. So in the land of dedication, everything is admirable, everything is good. And the land of exploitation, everything is bad. The good things are also bad. The German philosopher Kant says, no deed can be perfectly good. Only, according to him, goodwill. Only without goodwill, nothing in this world is to be found as good. Only goodwill. But we say even goodwill is also bad in this plane of of exploitation. Goodwill. What standard of goodness we shall acquire? The standard is vitiated. So we will also create some bad grief in the world, the land of exploitation. Whatever I shall do, that will bring some bad thing in its retinue, cannot but be. I shall attend the bed of a patient, the medicine coming from so many creepers or so many animals, they are killed in this way. And some diet I am administering, the diet means that is killing so many jiva, either in the form of a crops or a creeper or anything like. So no action can be absolutely good in this plane, in this land of exploitation. Karma dosha vaditti ke. Every action is, every action is considered to be wrong or non-beneficial, bad, fetching bad effect. Every movement here. Karma dosha vaditti ke.
Now, there's one slok in the Bhagavat.
But it is clear.
Yes, clear.
There's a, it says, Mahat tatvad vikurvanad bhagavad virya sambhavat kriya shaktir ahankarash trividha samapadyata.
I don't follow.
This is Kapila Dev. Kapila.
Yes.
Says, Mahat tatvad bikurvanad.
Bikurvan mahat tatat.
Tatvad.
Mahat
tatvad vikurvanad.
Vikurvanad.
Bhagavad virya sambhavat.
Bhagavad virya sambhavat.
Bhagavad virya sambhavat.
Kriya shaktir. Ahankaras. Kriya Shaktir Ahankaras.
Shakti.
Shakti. Kriya Shakti Ahankaras.
English type. Shakti Ahankar. Kriya Shakti Ahankara.
Trividha Samapadyata.
Kriya Shakti Ahankara.
Trividha Samapadyata.
Samapadyata. মানে সম্পন্ন হয় কি কি হয় কি মহত মহত তত্ত্ব নাকি
মহত তত্ত্বদ বিকুরবনাদ ভগবদ বীর্য সংভবাত
ভগবদ
বীর্য বীর্য
বীর্য ভগবদ বীর্য
সংভবাত বিকুরবনাদ ভগবদ বীর্য সংভবাত
ক্রিয়া শক্তি অহংকারস
অহংকার
অহংকার
অহংকার না অহংকার
Ahankaras.
Trividha samapadyata. This is Kapila Muni. Kapila Muni.
In what canto?
Third canto. Well, I'm going to explain it. So in this, the translation from this is the gist. So Prabhupada was explaining that in the beginning there is clear consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, and then the first contamination sprang up.
Then
the first contamination is coming from false ego, ahankara. And he says that we see also in actuality, in actual life, that someone is acting in Krishna consciousness and then suddenly their behavior changes.
Again, repeat it. What is the meaning?
Mahat tattvat vikurvanat.
Mahat tattvat vikurvanat.
Bhagavad virja sambhavat.
Bhagavad virja sambhavat.
Kriya shakti ahankaras. Trividha samapadyata.
Kriya shakti. Ahankara. Kriya Shakti Ahankara.
Trivida Sampadda.
Kriya Shakti
Ahankara.
Trivida
Sampaddata.
Trivida Sampaddata. Kriya Shakti Ahankara. So, ঠিক বোঝা যাচ্ছে না ওটা বিভাগবত বা এই যে রেফারেন্স দিবার করতে পারেন বলেন দেখি আচ্ছা স্বামী মহারাজ It's not the translation. What does he say?
It's his explanation.
Explanation. What does he say?
He said that in the beginning there is clear consciousness.
Clear consciousness.
Pure Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness.
So then the first
how Krishna consciousness deviates into Maya consciousness.
Mahatattat,
what is the first word?
Tattat ahankara.
Mahatattat.
Bikurvana.
Mahatattat to hoche gye prakriti is mahan. মানে প্রকৃতি হতে এখানে ডিগ্রেডেশনের প্রথম যেটা স্টেজ তাকে বলে মহত্তত্ত্ব দি ফার্স্ট ডেভেলপমেন্ট ফ্রম অফ প্রকৃতি ইন দি নেগেটিভ সাইড ইজ নোন অ্যাজ মহত্তত্ত্ব দি প্রকৃতি ডেভেলপড ইন দি নেগেটিভ সাইড ফার্স্ট দ্যাট ইজ ইটস নেম ইজ মহত্তত্ত্ব দেন মহত্তত্ত্বাত হোয়াট ইজ দিস
বিকুরবানাদ
বিকুরবানাদ দেন হোয়েন দ্যার ইজ মুভমেন্ট The first negative position, extension towards negative world, and then Bikurbano means there is movement, kriya. Mahatattat Bikurbana. Then Bikurbanat.
Bhagavad Birya.
Bhagavat?
Bhagavad.
Birya Sambhavat. Bhagavat Birya Sambhavat. Mahatattat Bhagavat Birya Sambhavat. ভগবত বীর্য সম্ভবাত মহত্তত্ত্বাত বিকুট বানাত ভগবত হচ্ছে মায়াধ্যক্ষীণ প্রকৃতি শুয়াতে সচরাচরম অহং বীজ পদপিতা ইন ভগবদ গীতা প্রকৃতি আই থ্রো মাই সিমেন্ট অ্যাজ ইফ ইন প্রকৃতি অ্যান্ড দেন দি মুভমেন্টস অ্যান্ড দেন মহত্তত্ত্ব অ্যান্ড অল দিস ডেভেলপমেন্ট ইন দি সাইড ইন দিস প্রকৃতি তো মহত্তত্ত্বাত কী হলো প্রথমটা মহত্তত্ত্বাত বিকুট বানাত মানে বিকৃত কুটবানো দিস নেগেটিভ মুভমেন্ট বিকুট বানাত ভগবত বীর্য সম্ভবাত অ্যান্ড বিকজ দ্যার ইজ ভগবত বীর্য হিজ পটেন্সি দি পটেন্সি অফ দি লর্ড সম্ভবাত দেন হোয়াট ইজ দি
ক্রিয়া শক্তি অহংকারস
ক্রিয়াশক্তি অহংকার ও দেন দি দিস মেটেরিয়াল সাবজেক্টিভ ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক ইজ বর্ন অফ দ্যাট মেটেরিয়াল ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল টেন্ডেন্সি টু ওয়ার্ক ইন দিস ল্যান্ড অফ এক্সপ্লয়টেশন ইজ বর্ন ফ্রম গ্র্যাজুয়ালি ফ্রম সচ কন্ডিশন পাসেস পাসিং থ্রু ইট ভগবত বীর্য সম্ভবাত প্রকৃতি নেগেটিভ ফার্স্ট স্টেজ মহত্তত্ত্ব অ্যান্ড ফ্রম মহত্তত্ত্ব দেন দিস নেগেটিভ অ্যাক্টিভিটি দ্যাট অহংকার অ্যান্ড দেন ইজ টেক্স দি ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক অফ এ দিস মেটেরিয়াল ইগো মেটেরিয়াল দ্যাট ইজ সেলফিশ ইগো ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল ইগো অ্যান্ড দে ওয়ান্ট টু ওয়ার্ক হিয়ার ইন বিভিন্ন স্টেজ ইন ইন ডিফারেন্ট স্টেজ অফ ভূগ্রহস্থ মহাজন তব সত্য লোক দি অহংকার অফ জীব জীব ইজ ক্রিয়েটর জীবসৌল দি অহংকার অফ জীবসৌল দি অফ দি বদ্ধ জীব হ্যাঁ ক্রিয়েটেড ইন দিস ওয়ে দ্যাট ইজ ডিসক্রাইব হাউ দি অরিজিন অফ দিস ইগো অফ এক্সপ্লয়টেশন দ্যাট প্রসেস ইজ ডিসক্রাইব দেয়ার হি ইজ দেয়ার ভগবত বীর্য সম্ভবাত মায়াধ্যক্ষীণ প্রকৃতি শুয়াতি অহং বীজ পদপিতা ইন গীতা অহং বীজ পদপিতা সো ফ্রম দেয়ার দি ইনসুমিনেশন কামস দেন প্রকৃতি ইজ ডিস্টার্ব দি ব্যালেন্স ডিস্টার্ব ইকুইলিব্রিয়াম ডিস্টার্ব অ্যান্ড দেন ইন গ্র্যাজুয়াল প্রসেস ইট টেক্স আপ দি শেপ অফ দিস মেটেরিয়াল ইগো material subjective existence that I want to be master of the nature I want to possess these things those things I want to enjoy the ego the master ahankara, that is born gradually from that the equilibrium stage, it comes to take a different individual shape of ahankara. So that is meant here.
One last thing. There's the, in the Vedas,
yes,
there is a statement, Eko Bahu Sham.
Yes. So, Eko Bahu Sham.
So it is saying, Eko, Krishna is one, and he expands himself into many. So materially speaking, that would seem to indicate some point of generation.
In Goloka Vaikuntha, his oneness means just as Raja. Raja means there is Praja, there are so many officers, all these things. Okay. So Bhagavan Krishna means he has got eternal, there is a system of service there. There are many already within one, an organic whole. And in the case of the material world, eku hang bahu shyam, that is eku hang, eku ahang means my jyoti. There, the meaning of ahang is my, the jyoti is also myself, the brahma is myself. Bahu shyam, and there was a movement. And they began to take from the equilibrium stage, began to take many individual working subject. Eko aham bahu shyam. In the prakita, in the material world, it is in this way, it can be explained. And in the goloka, in the eternal world, it is already within the system. Bahu. Mm-hmm. Bahu and eko.
I understand. Yes.
Neho nanasti kinchana. Mm-hmm. Nana is there, and it is not Nana, because it is harmonized by one thing. Nana, neho nanasti kinchara. Here nothing, there is no many, many things. Many means there is one thing, because the underlying unifying potency is there. So it is not plural. Plurality in unity. Though apparently it is many, but really it is one. The many is the part of one. So neho nanasti kinchana, sarvam khalidam brahma. All that we see, it is brahma. Means sarva is there and brahma is there. Shankaracharya left the sarva and accepted only brahma. Shankaracharya left nana and accepted only one. But Mahaprabhu told that everything what is told in Veda, that is to be adjusted. So, eko hang bahu shyama. In Goloka, the unity is there, and though it is a variegated nature, an organic whole. Yeah. And in the material world, neho nanasti, eko hang bahu shyama, that is the brahma loka, the balance, the equilibrium is disturbed, and in this way, the ahankara, many individual material ahankara is created, as it is said here, mentioned in Kapila Deva Upakhyan. One as brahma, that is in equilibrium almost. Then a push, Bhagavad Bhijyata, a push is there, and the prakriti began to move, and so many individuals came out of brahma loka.
How they come out of the brahma loka?
Maya dhukkhena prakriti shuyate sacharacharam, arahaṁ bijapadapita, in Bhagavad Gita we find.
The others were already there, so the ones who haven't followed.
How from one many is coming? From one many is coming. How?
But that one same is already there.
When in equilibrium. And when it is disturbed, the many is sin, it is differentiative character are progressing. And the different individual ahankara, ego, is created, infinite number. And then they fill up this jayidang dhajati jagat. And that is entering into the material conception, it is current, making it current.
What happened when, you know, Vasudev Datta, he prayed to Mahaprabhu to let all of them go free and I will take their karma.
There also, here, the Hegelian theory of panentheism and this Aurobindo Ghosh, his system is also like that, that absolute conditioned, non-conditioned, and the absolute is realizing through this process to a final goal, always moving. Infinite, finite is a necessary part of infinite, and through the to infinite attempt is always to make the finite perfect. This process is going on eternally, panentheism. But Vasudev Ghosh, what he says, that all the souls can be released from here and all their sins put on my head, I go to eternal hell. So I can't tolerate this suffering, I can't stand to see the suffering of the jiva in this world. So my prayer to you, release all of them and all these things may be put on my head and allow me to go to suffer on their behalf. Vasudev Datta. There Mahaprabhu answered, Krishna is not a bankrupt party. But you, his devotee, desire, he can fulfill your purpose. But he is not bankrupt, he does not, you may not be, you may not be, ki bala jabe?
Worried.
Not worried. Ori is there, but you may not be stand. Tadir ekta jamin sharup jeto. You, your security is not necessary here. And you are not required to work on their behalf. Without sacrificing you, he can liberate them. He has got such capacity. Koti kam dhanupati chhagi joi che mare, sarishyajyapati krishne maya kiva kare. Even though, if the whole mic system is abolished, no harm of Krishna in his lila in Goloka. The whole negative side may be eliminated. But with only positive, just as if one time the whole prison houses are abolished, the country, a good country, may not suffer.
Right.
Then again, by the statement of Vasudeva Mahaprabhu says that puno sukha jive udbuddha karibe. Then again, there. There will come many culprits and the prison houses will be built again.
Close.
If all the patients be cured, no hospital is necessary. Hospital necessary only because there is patient. But if all is wholesome and healthy, no necessity of hospital. So hospitals can be closed. And if all patients cured. But gradually in time, again, patient may come and your hospital may be required. And that is like this.
When Krishna was here personally,
yes,
was everyone, it is said everyone was liberated? Is that true?
Ramchandra took everyone from Ayodhya with him, and that was also mentioned in the statement of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur told, in case of Sanatana or Santaya, that you already promised Vasudeva, and both the material and this and the soul kingdom have all been released because they have heard Sankirtan, Krishna Nam from your mouth. But again, Mahaprabhu told then how this Brahmanda will go on. The Puna new egos should be invited here to fill up. Material egos from Brahmaloka should be again invited here to take their position. So these, some will pass away and some will again come to fill up.
Newcomers.
But what about in the Western countries? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was here in India. And then in Europe, they had, people were living, were they liberated also?
We may thought, yes, maybe. if elephants and deer and tigers, they can have, they can catch the influence of the chanting of Mahaprabhu, then what to speak of the question of distance. The vibration is so fine, vibration that we may touch every soul everywhere. Not only one Brahmanda, the many Brahmandas may be purified through the ethereal, the most subtle plane of existence. The vibration may go to help anybody and everybody. Brahmanda, not only human sect, but so many insects, trees, everything. The vibration, the finest vibration may reach everywhere, like ether. It is not impossible.
We were having some discussions in our temple, in the mandir. One camp is saying that the living entity, he is coming from Brahmajyoti. And others are saying that the living entity was originally with Krishna, Krishna conscious, engaged in his relationship with Krishna.
Both simultaneously true. Both simultaneously true. That Leela, it is necessary in the Leela, in the pastimes of Krishna, that just as we have a play here, someone is lukuchuri ke ki bolben, yes, someone hides himself, hide and seek. Hide and seek, there is a play of hide and seek. Do you know that? So in the Leela of Krishna, it may be like of that type, hide and seek. When hiding is necessary, he comes to here. And again, he is good there, like a play, not by earned by karma. That is one thing.
That's a special case.
A special case.
That is liberated soul.
Liberated souls can hide and seek, hide and seek. And like some Leela, hide and seek, like that nature in Goloka, one may come here for hiding. And that is another thing. And another, out of necessity, that is from Brahmaloka.
They are saying also, out of necessity, that they are coming from a relationship with Krishna.
Innate relation with Krishna, that is inevitable and that cannot be denied. That is innate.
Innate.
innate relationship with Krishna of everything can never be denied in any time.
But how can it be innate in the spiritual world?
How?
Because I was thinking that in the material world, our relationship with Krishna is innate, like a seed.
Innate.
This is manifest, but when we were in the spiritual world, this was manifest relationship.
Of different stages, relationship with Krishna is maintained, is established everywhere, because it is absolute one. So, but in different stages, in Brahmalok stages, in Prakriti stages, in Vaikuntha stages, different stages.
Because we are thinking in terms of beginning and end, sometimes it is not clear.
Stone is also matter, water is also matter, and the air is also matter, but in different stages.
So in Brahmalok,
Brahmalok,
the stage is dormant, potential.
Tatastha, the middle stage, you may take it.
And Prakriti, that rasa.
Prakriti and Vaikuntha, conscious, pure conscious, and material, and the middle, the buffer state is Brahmaloka and Viraja.
So the relationship with Krishna, rasa, in Brahma Jyoti, it is in the potential or dormant stage.
Yes, dormant stage. And undifferentiated character also. Because it is not plain, not clear that who is in which rasa. That is all dormant there. Hare Krishna.
Like seeds, Charu Swami, Bhakti Charu Swami told me that you once said, that gave the example of seeds.
Seeds, yeah.
They're like seed of a mango, seed of an apple, seed of an... They're all looking like seeds. But until they sprout, you cannot tell the fruit.
Maybe similar, it cannot be differentiated. But when it sprouts, then we can differentiate them.
Any other questions?
But in the spiritual world, this differentiation is there.
Yes, in the spiritual, in the real spiritual plane, the differentiation is already, it's completed. In different rasa, Santo Dasya, Sakva, Vatsalya, Madhur, their final stage they have attained, and from that position they are rendering their service. And here, non differentiated, unknown, who is to be recruited in what, which group, that is unknown here in the suppressed section. Kato Bhailakam. Not a religious. Your zone is?
I'm trying to preach in America.
Yes, America. And in which zone?
Western part. California.
California.
And Colorado.
California and?
Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. And Hawaii. Hawaii.
Hawaii and Islands.
Hawaii Islands. It is there.
In the Pacific.
Hawaii.
Very tropical.
Japan first attacked America in Hawaii.
Yes. And also Japan. We are just starting to print our Bhagavad Gita and Sri Isho Upanishad in Japanese. First time.
Japan is within whose jurisdiction?
Rameshwar Swami, that is his zone also.
Japan also?
Yes.
Not only Hawaii Depot, Hawaii Island, but Japan also included.
My main service to Srila Prabhupada is to print his books.
Printing books.
I have been assisting him for many years. He gave that as my life's work.
And that, in that work, you've done wonderful. Hmm?
It's very simple work. The wonder is that Prabhupada wrote so many books.
Of course. And to publish them, it was shown in the television or something like that, how they are being printed, packed, and put on the
truck,
and they're running. That was shown.
Yes.
Because I could not see, but I heard. My eyesight is very short, but they say that these things are being shown there.
Yes, this is under the direction of Rameshwar Maharaj.
Mm. So he was the director there. It was done very successfully. The book preaching of ISKCON, that is a big thing. Our Guru Maharaj also liked and they give the name Brihat Madanga. Brihat Madanga. That is Madanga. When it sounds, it invites the people around. You come to chant, come to hear, to listen to the chanting of the divine name. And the books are also going from man to man, house to house, informing them these things are occurring, come and join. May the sound of Madanga and the sound of the books more efficient than that of Madanga. So Brihat Madanga. The invitation is more intense and more perfect than that of Madanga by the books. It is only ask the people. Uthode uthode bhai, aaj to samay nahi, bhajo Krishna bale uchchishari, Gauriya pathao ghare ghare, Gauriya di weekly, jagate vaikuntha duto, Gauriya pathao ghare ghare. One gentleman wrote an article in praise of our Guru Maharaj, that you send Rupad, even a daily paper he founded, Nadia Prakash, daily paper.
Daily newspaper.
Daily newspaper. Madan Mohan Malabho, the moderate leader of India, told, what is this? Daily paper, a religious paper. But in this mundane world, so many daily papers. We are told in America that not morning paper, evening paper. Every hour there is being published news. And Vaikuntha news is 1,000 times more than the news in this mundane world. And one daily paper, wonder that how daily paper, thousands of daily papers may be continued. So many news may come from Vaikuntha. It may be over flooded this mundane world by Vaikuntha news. That is Tripadu, that is infinite, and this is finite. The raid from the infinite when it comes to the finite world, what can it do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He told his one weekly paper, that was the leading paper he had, Gauriya by name. And that gentleman wrote, Jagati Vaikuntha, Jeev Mohanidragata. Generally, souls are sleeping, they are under the influence of slumber, of moho means again ignorance. And to rouse them, you send your weekly paper, Gaudiya, from door to door. Dagate Vaikuntha Duta, and that is the messenger of Vaikuntha, of the infinite world, the Gaudiya, comes and pushes the door to be opened and to hear. Gaudiya Patai, Uthale, Uthale, Bhai, Atta Samayi, no time, awake, arise, no time, come forward to go to the absolute realm. Here, you are sleeping in ignorance. What is this? Such a great prospect waiting for you. Gaudiya Patao, Ghari Ghari, Uthale, Uthale, Bhai, Atta Samayi, no. Bhaja Krishna Vade Uchishari, loudly it announces that come and take the service of Krishna, gain the service of Krishna. That is his news. Madan Maham Malaya, the leader, moderate leader, and then Hindu Mahasabha also in the beginning. He also, he told that every village should have a center for your activity. But what do you say? I want to establish temple in every heart, in every man's heart I want to establish a temple for the service of the Lord. That was the answer of Baba Kula Maharaj. I want to build temple of the Lord in every heart, in every man. Who else are here? Members of governing body in Mayapur?
Now in Mayapur?
Kirtananda
is here?
No.
Has he come?
Coming in 5 days.
Huh? Where is he come?
5 days.
5 days after?
So, from now.
From now. After 5 days.
Jayatirtha Maharaj?
He has come.
He will come shortly.
He will come. From lunch.
He's here. He's here now.
Oh, he's here.
He is here.
Yes, he comes from London.
Bhagavan Das Goswami.
Bhagavan Das.
He is here now.
South Europe.
Yes.
Preacher.
Yeah.
And the Arabian gentleman.
Atreya Rishi.
Atreya Rishi.
Tonight. He's
tonight.
Here.
He's expected.
He's here now. We just heard that he's here.
He
has arrived.
Arrived.
And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And what about Hansadut Maharaj?
Hansadut
may come later.
He may come. He's thinking maybe he doesn't want to come.
He
may not want to come.
May not come. And then who else? Saruk Damodar, has he come?
He has come.
Come.
Then there's Hari Kesh.
Hari Kesh, yes.
He has not come yet.
He's coming tonight.
Tonight.
Expected tonight.
He knows there.
Hari Kesh.
I'll take it in the day and night.
Day and night, he's saying you're going to be leaving.
The meeting is just the morning until 2. Then in the afternoons, we have general discussions.
Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, is he come there?
Not yet.
Not yet. What?
So you want to ask some questions?
That gentleman who came the other day, that Dayadhar?
Dayadhar.
Is he here?
No, he's with Bhakti Charu Swami.
Oh, Calcutta.
Yes.
That Venkataraman also, that one gentleman, Venkata.
Venkata, Sanskrit teacher.
He's coming.
He's coming.
In about 1 week.
In 1 week.
And the Dasodhananda, not to be traced.
Not to be traced.
He's in America.
He's in America, in New York.
Not Canada.
No.
And that Pradyumna?
He's in London.
And his son Aniruddha, and wife Arundhati.
England.
A long time they are here.
In England.